Welcome to Any Questions. I'm Ian Pickus, and joining us, as he does at this time each week, is our resident quizzer, Mike Nothnagel. Hey, Mike, how you holding up?
So far, so good.
Me too, and hoping for a little respite tonight. But before we do this week's show, let's clear up the challenge from last time.
I said, start with the phrase, first in order. Add a letter, and you can spell a four-letter word for something many woks are made of, and a nine-letter hyphenated word that might describe something after it comes out of a wok. What are the words?
I think this was iron and stir-fried.
That is right. If you add an I, you can spell those words. All right, Ian, our questions have become so good at social distancing that they've internalized it. This week, each correct answer will contain a unit of distance. And be careful, not all of them will be used as those units in the answer.
Oh, that is very clever.
What 22.4-acre green space has iron fencing around its perimeter that has 27 gates and is primarily bounded by Massachusetts Avenue, Cambridge Street, Broadway, and Quincy Street?
And it has a unit of measure?
If you have your ka, you might leave it there.
I was thinking it might be Copley Square, but it's Harvard Yard.
That is right. Although the U.S. was never an official member, former U.S. President Woodrow Wilson won the 1919 Nobel Peace Prize for his role as the leading figure in the founding of what international organization, the first such group whose primary focus was world peace?
We're talking about the League of Nations.
That's right. And the U.S. Senate didn't consent to ratifying the Treaty of Versailles. The League of Nations covenant was part of that. So that's why we were never an official member. There was an article in there that they didn't like about defending member nations if they were attacked. So even though Wilson was one of the main person to make the League of Nations a thing, we were never actually a member of the League of Nations. Whose face was digitally placed on the body of actor Jude Colley in the 2019 sequel Terminator Dark Fate to allow him to give a motion capture performance reprising his role as John Connor from the 1991 film Terminator 2 Judgment Day?
Furlong.
Yes. Do you remember what his first name is?
Mm.
Edward Furlong. So here's the 6 degrees of Edward Furlong question. So Edward Furlong is connected to Stand By Me because Edward Furlong was in the video for the Aerosmith song Living on the Edge. And in that video, there is a scene on a train track, on a train bridge. And that train bridge is the same train bridge they used for a scene in Stand By Me. The title role of what Tony Award-winning rock musical was portrayed on Broadway in 2014 and 2015 by, among others, Neil Patrick Harris, Michael C. Hall, Taye Diggs, and creator John Cameron Mitchell?
Hedwig and the Angry Inch.
Yes, finally got one where the word is actually the unit. And finally, what object completes these lyrics from the 1966 song You're a Mean One, Mr. Grinch? You're a monster, Mr. Grinch. Your heart's an empty hole. Your brain is full of spiders. You've got garlic in your soul, Mr. Grinch. I wouldn't touch you with a what?
Oh, I don't know this. Something, something, something pole.
Is it too late to change the name of this show?
I don't know.
He wouldn't touch him with a 39 and a half foot pole. Well, Ian certainly busted the meter on trivia today. He went 4 for 5. How well did you do? Quiz at WAMC.org.
Or you can visit WAMC.org/anyquestions for another look at this week's show, or any of our past 450 weeks, some extra credit, or this challenge. Mike?
Start with the phrase, go the distance. Change one letter to an N, not the one that's already there, of course, and you can spell an 8-letter word for an action that a student might get caught doing, and a 5-letter word for what that student might have when they get caught. What are the words?
Mike Nothnagel's Associate Professor of Mathematics at the Culinary Institute of America and a crossword constructor for the New York Times, Games Magazine, and other outlets. Well, this is how we end the show now. Stay safe, Mike. We'll see you this time next week.
Same to you. We'll see you soon.